Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode to break down what's going on in business and marketing and life. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything and our big tips episode at the end of the week too. So what's going on? Well, guess what? It's the Super Bowl, which is a big deal for marketing and advertising. And there's actually stuff that you can do to kind of take advantage of the Super Bowl. But before we get to that, let's break down what's going on with all these crazy ads. So if you have $8 million sitting around, well, that's great because you can buy a 30-second ad because that is how much it's going to cost this year to run a 30-second ad. And all the ads come out early and we've seen them all. And I think that the ad that's going to stand out the most is the one from Hims and Hers. That's that direct-to-consumer telehealth brand. And they have one of those obesity medications that is sort of a competitor to Ozempic and Wegovy. It's a little bit of a different drug makeup, if you will, but their ad is really going right after obesity and it's the hot topic across the entire country. So I think that ad is probably going to be the one that stands out the most to people. Now, the other interesting thing about all the ads is that on YouTube, which I encourage anybody in marketing to do, YouTube has something called Ad Blitz. You can go to youtube.com/AdBlitz, A-D-B-L-I-T-Z, and you can see every single Super Bowl ad that's going to be run. And it's super interesting. I mean, you literally have the best minds in all of marketing, the most creative minds in marketing, putting all their energy behind the Super Bowl ads. And the thing about the ads is it's not just when it runs that one or two times during the game, but the amount of viewings that take place separate from the game are bananas. YouTube reported that last year, 88% of adults 18 to 49 saw their Super Bowl ad on YouTube, as compared to 68% who watched it on linear TV. More people actually consume these ads on YouTube than just watching it during the game. And so it's huge. Okay, so how can you leverage? Well, one of the things that people actually don't realize, and this is for you, you could go post this on your Instagram feeds, for your company's pages, your LinkedIn pages for your company, or your personal pages, any social platform. When you post memes, commentary posts about Super Bowl ads, meme about Super Bowl ads, images that you put out there on social media, when you include images from a Super Bowl ad, basically any social post where you're grabbing any type of an image from a Super Bowl ad and you're adding some sort of commentary or humor or meme or anything, when you do this the day before the Super Bowl, the day of the Super Bowl, or the day after the Super Bowl, any of those 3 days, there's a 45% higher engagement on those posts that grab imagery and content and information to discuss about those ads than if you post any type of regular content in those 3 days, that 3 day period, right? So this is a way where you can be, you know, of the moment in your social media posts. And that's according to World Data Research, because it's going to be interesting. Once you see that ad and then you go on LinkedIn, you go on Instagram, you go on Facebook and you see an image of that ad and there's commentary, not saying why the ad was good or great or whatever, but you're bringing that commentary back to whatever your business is. That's when people get a little bit excited to interact with it because they feel like, oh, I saw that ad. Let me see what this is all about. So I would think about bringing in some of that viral content. It's very hard to know what's going to go viral, but we know right now those ads are going to go viral. That's how the Super Bowl works. All right, so what else going on this week separate from the Super Bowl? Some really cool new data came out from subjectline.com this week about a test that you can run in your subject line that I don't think a lot of people have ever tried in their subject line. It's something called double personalization in your email subject line. Now, obviously, we all know how powerful any kind of personalization is in all of your marketing, especially in your email. Now, a lot of people, when I say personalization in your email subject line, they think it means like you say the person's first name, Jay, comma, check this out. That's ridiculous. That's not personalization. That's garbage from 10 years ago. That's not what we're talking about. Right, a personalization in the subject line could say, you know, just for golf enthusiasts if you're marketing golf products, or it could say, this is just for CFOs if you're marketing to CFOs. That's the type of personalization in subject lines that does really, really well. But now what we are seeing from subjectline.com is this idea of double personalization. I'm going to give you some examples. So first off, the stats. Email open rates rise, okay, over 20%. When double personalization is in the subject line, and that's for both business and consumer offers. So examples of that. On the business side, you can do something like including somebody's job function and including their company size. Those would be two elements of personalization. That's why it's double. Okay, and when you do that, here's an example. You could say mid-market CMOs are doing this. Don't fall behind. Mid-market would be the employee size, and CMOs would be the job function. Or you could say something like, last chance, how mid-market CFOs are cutting costs. Again, mid-market is the employee size and CFO is the job function. When you combine two different elements like that, job function and company size, it doesn't just have to be those two. It tells the person, wow, this is really for you. And on the consumer side, it's the exact same thing, right? If you say interest and category, those are two different personalization elements, you put them in the subject line. So for example, let's say you were selling golf products. You could say, your golf game needs this, clubs and gear on sale. So now you've taken the interest, which is golf, okay, in the category, which is clubs and gear, and it's this double personalization. Or let's say it was some sort of, you know, fitness product. Fitness experts swear by these recovery tools. Again, you have fitness as the interest, and the category is recovery tools that you're trying to sell. So on the consumer side, it's this interest plus category. So double personalization is a really cool test if you haven't tried it. All right, nonsense. So of course, I had to look up, and I wanted to see for the Super Bowl what prop bets there were. And these were the stupid bets that you could make, okay, that are ridiculous. And these are legit. You can actually make these bets, and I cannot believe they exist. But here's the ones that I, of course, thought were the most interesting. And I got these from this website, Bet Online. And you can legit bet on this. This is no joke. Okay, I have three. You can bet on Taylor Swift, because, you know, she's going to be there because she's dating Travis Kelce from the Chiefs. She's always there for the game. She will definitely be there. Taylor Swift, if she'll be on TV during the national anthem, do you think Taylor Swift will appear on TV during the national anthem? Now, if you bet $100 on this, you could win $350. I don't think that's a good bet because I don't think they're going to put her on during the national anthem. They're going to focus on the person singing. That would be really rude. I don't think that's a good bet. Okay. The next one is, how many times will Taylor Swift be shown during the live game? Now, the secret there, they said during the live game. The line is 6.5 times. Okay, 6.5 times. For this one, if you bet $100, you will net out and win 125. So you'll get 225 back. I feel like that might be it's not a good bet because who wants to lose any money? But I do feel like they're going to show her probably around 6.5 times. It's going to be really close. But the live game thing gets me because they may not do it until before and after the game. I don't know. That's a tough one. The last one is the dumbest bet of all time. And if people bet on this, it's embarrassing. Society has collapsed, and I don't know what to say. Okay, you can actually bet on this. How many times will Taylor Swift kiss Travis Kelce after the game? Oh my God, what is wrong? What is wrong with all of us? So you could bet on this. Well, the line is 2.5 times, okay? 2.5 times, which means, and it's plus 200, which means that if you bet $200 on, if you bet $100 on this, you will net out $200, all right? I think I got that right, which is ridiculous. First of all, how are they even counting this? Like, well, like, they go in there and it's kind of like it kisses on the head and then the mat, I don't know, whatever. I don't know who's keeping track of this, but if you bet on that, and you win, I want to know about it. You have to email me. And if you bet on and you lose, you have to email me. I also might block you if you bet on it at all, because that is really random. Anyway, we've covered a lot of very important information here today. Listen, I appreciate you. Please subscribe to the show. Leave it a review. Why not? What else are you doing right now? Nothing. Well, maybe you're driving. Don't do it right now, but do it later. I appreciate you. And check out jayschwedelson.com. Let's partner. Let's hang out. Let's talk. Let's do things. Catch you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.